what made you decide to switch parties, and what were the, kind of the pros and cons? What was kind of your thought process?
Well, when we started doing this, in fact, really during that Obama election cycle, and, you know, East Texas is really not Obama land. And, you know, it just, and as this the health care bill progressed and stuff, and, you know, it just came to, when we talked to family and friends and constituents and supporters and people that would support me, you know, if I switched, and we went through a lengthy period on this one, and we came to the conclusion that, you know, Obama and the Democratic Congress right now in Washington, D.C., don't represent, you know, the values and concerns of East Texas, and that was a bee's thing. It's just with the stuff going on in Washington, it's difficult for me to represent the people of East Texas.
What was the process? Did somebody come to you and say, hey, you know, you ought to switch parties? Have they been coming to you for years? Tell me a little bit about that.
They've been coming to us forever. And, you know, when I was in the 2020 PAC, you know, it was normal for somebody in that PAC to get asked, you know, daily. So, you know, this has been something going on ever since 2003, really. And it's been a long process, really. I talked to several people about it. You know, we talked to Ralph Hall. We talked to, you know, people that had, we talked to Kirk England, you know, even about it. And it was a process. We got information, figured out what to do, and, you know, just changed.
Uh-huh. Did you feel, I'm sure you know people who were mad at you or felt like you left them behind. How did you handle those?
No, but we did a thing. We wanted to do this early on, so that would give the Democrats, you know, we didn't want to wait and go in on at 5 minutes till 5 on January 2nd or 4th or whatever that last day is, and just suddenly change parties. We wanted to do it far enough out that would allow the Democrats to actually recruit a candidate. It would allow the people in the Republican Party to go ahead and get a candidate, too, if they wanted to. So we did it on purpose on that way. And we've had, I think the latest score was about 11 people have asked for their money back. We've had two or three fundraisers since September. So our policy was if the people that have given me money since September, if they wanted their money back, we sent it back to them. And I just thought that was fair. And I think it was 11 people, and altogether it was a couple $1,000.
Has the field changed? I mean, you know, the Democrats have got a new gubernatorial candidate, it looks like, at the end of this week, and, you know, we're getting closer to filing. Do you see anything on the political field that makes you regret anything you've decided here?
We haven't so far. You know, when in the Obama election here, McCain and my four counties up here got from 72 to 74%. You know, and that's not going to change. In my four counties, we're you know, when that Bush tidal wave went over Texas, when he was running for governor, you know, it came over Texas in ripples, you know, and the tsunami really just hit here in my four counties about the time of, you know, the Obama election. And it hadn't slowed down. I think if the election was held today, you know, it'd be up in the 80%. And I haven't, you know, there's a lot of my friends that you know, say, well, you know, we really liked you better when you were a Democrat, but they're okay. So we haven't done anything we're, you know, regretting so far.
Does this change the way you vote in the Texas House, or does it make you, as in a Republican primary, do you see any votes behind you that you regret that you made as a Democrat?
I think there's some stuff, you know, always there's some votes that procedural votes and stuff that we make, and you know, I'm sure those will be brought up to me in this primary election. But you know, you can always second guess yourself. Ooh, I wish I hadn't done that. But I'm sure there'll be some votes there. Well, we haven't just sit down and you know, done counted any for that stuff. So we'll just have to wait and see what goes on in the primary.
Do you see anything in the future that you'll be voting on in a way that you wouldn't have as a Democrat? I mean, do you see, you know, this is sort of a party line vote, you're going to have to do this, or?
You know, I don't think, in fact, one of the good things about being a person that, like I am, you know, we had a sort of a slogan was, it's not about party and it's not about politics, it's doing what's best for East Texas, and I'm sure we'll have some procedural votes and stuff that change, but not a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Did you expect to have a Republican Party fight, or were there people trying to clear the way for you, or any assurances that people were trying to make, or anything like that?
Oh yeah, you know, you always had, you know, why don't you change parties and you won't have an opponent? Mm-hmm. You know, we always have those. I really didn't believe that, but sure enough, you know, we do have an opponent. We've got one so far, and we've had a couple of them back out, which was a good thing. But yeah, we'll have probably even another one, I think, before it's all over.
I see. Do you think the Democrats will field a candidate? I mean, it's a prohibitively Republican district, as you say.
Yeah, I think they will. They've got enough time to go out and try to recruit somebody, so I think they probably will.
Uh-huh. How have the Republicans received you?
There's so many of my friends up here that are Republican anyway, and at a local level, it's been really good. When they come into the drugstore, they go, "Oh, God, thank God you changed parties, and I can vote a straight ticket." And, you know, we of course, like all of them, I read the Upshur County, they had five people change parties in Upshur County yesterday, I believe.
Right.
And the headlines of the Tyler paper was GOP warily accepts candidates. And, you know, some of the people at the grassroots level in the Republican Party are still pretty wary of not only me, but, you know, anybody that changes parties. And it's the same time I changed. We had one of the JPs change and one of the county commissioners change in Cherokee County. And they're still wary of us.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things did you hear from, to circle back, what kinds of things did you hear from Ralph Hall and Kirk England and some of the folks who had switched earlier on?
Well, Kirk gave me some of the really good advice. He said, you know, you got to go with your heart. And the best advice he gave me was, he said, the people that like you will continue to like you. The people that don't like you will really don't like you. And that's probably the summation of the thing. People that didn't like me in the past really don't like me now. People that liked me before still like me. So I think we'll have some crossover appeal with the Democrats, and I think it'll be okay.
Okay. The last thing I'm kind of curious about is what kind of reception are you getting from your colleagues in the House?
You know, the leadership of the House, you know, when we talk to Dunham, you know, and I can't tell you what we talk about, but, you know, he's very disappointed in this. Some of the leadership people have been very disappointed. And
this is on the Democratic side.
You know, some understand.
Sorry?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Ross.
And this is on the leadership on the Democratic side.
Yeah, the Democratic people, you know, when we talk to them, you know, they've been some disappointments there. You know, some of the people, you know, we've got several elected officials still in Cherokee County that are Democrats. We had our parade last night, and I went to a function in Russ County. My wife went to a parade in Cherokee County, and I said, "How'd that go?" And she said, "Oh, the Democrats don't like you very much, Chuck." You know, so the elected officials, everything, it'll take us a little time to get used to it.
All right. Any piece of this I'm not asking you about that I ought to be?
No, I think so. It's just I think I can better serve my constituents from the Republican side. And you know, I'm generally just, you know, most issues I agree more with them than I do with the Democrats now. It's pretty simple.